Good day, my friends. It has been quite some time since we've last seen one another. It is I, Yaito of Earthsky. I know I am currently in the land of Tirister, far away from my home in Ashai. But I couldn't help listening in on the current adventures of the Purest Fire and their struggles in Hirai Forest. I know this breaks the fourth wall and isn't something I would typically do, but my friend Rogar here has convinced me. Oh, hello! It is me, my friends, your favorite Dragonborn. Don't you miss me? Breaking the fourth wall makes us strong, yes? Yaito just misses home and wonders how his nation of Shimada is doing against these nasty Koldarians. These Yaksha too sound very dangerous, yes? But also very challenging. Rogar would like to defeat some Yaksha so he can prove yet again how strong he is, yes? Rogar, we are getting off track. Allow me to finish this recap, please. Oh, my bad, Yaito. Forgive me. As I was saying, last time on Taverns and Caverns, after continuing their journey through the Hirai Forest, the Purest Fires found themselves surrounded by expert marksmen. These marksmen turned out to be a band of Alorian refugees led by a Yeki named Ekaras. After both parties interacted with one another, Ekaras brought the party to a hidden underground cove that was just absolutely breathtaking. I wish I was there to see it. I'm sure it was one worthy of praise by the Omnikami themselves. The party now finds themselves in a peaceful hidden camp filled with allies. What will happen next? Episode 85, Hidden Grove of Hirai.
Yome's just running around looking at everything with anime eyes.
Running around looking at everything. People, so everyone that is walking around, you know, there's soldiers, there's militiamen, villagers. They're looking at you guys. They don't know who you are. But because Ikaris has brought you here, they are not worried about you. They know that he wouldn't bring Koldarians here on purpose. But, you know, a couple of the militiamen or the hunters that came with you, that escorted you, you know, you see they begin to post up near the entrance. Some of them watching you, making sure you don't do anything foolish. But for the most part, you feel safe. A couple of eyes are on you, but not in a antagonizing way or anything of the sort. But Ikaris, he drops his arms. Now, as I've mentioned, we have a lot to talk about. It sounds like you've been through quite a bit. You fought Yaksha, you've come across Koldar, you're at Tawny Fortress. Now, I don't even know how you escaped that forbidden dungeon of a place now that's it's taken over by the Koldarians, but I know you must be tired. He opens his right hand and he points to one of the platforms above. Up there, you'll find food for trade, for sale, anything you need food-wise, you'll find it there. If you need to rest, he points to the left. There are some tents to the side there that are meant for anyone. You may find yourselves a sleeping bag there, rest up, create a campfire if you need. And for those that need to bathe, he points to another part of the cavern. There's an area where you can get private bathing. You don't have to worry about others watching you. If you have any questions, let me know. But let's say this. Find yourselves at home. In a couple of hours, meet me here at the center tree as he steps forward near the pond. Meet me here and we will speak of your adventures. There is much we must discuss.
Oh, hold on. When you say private, does it come with private services? I am a goblinkin. We do slay more than just enemies.
He looks at Hota. There are no services here.
All right, fine. Well, fair enough.
What do you all do? As he's walking away. He seems to be welcoming you. You don't find or sense any ill intent from him. I mean, unless you guys want to roll like a insight check or something.
Oh, no, Roy's focusing on that shower.
Okay.
Yomi's too excited about how everything is.
Stella's kneeling down, reaching out and chatting with some small animals.
Stella's working on her her dandelion song. Like, it's like whenever he got taken by those elves and was like, I'm gonna write a song about it. You about to get in trouble writing a song.
Right.
Holds is waving at anybody who looks at him.
So again, everyone here,
the evil goddamn eye, because you're a dirty old man.
Everyone here treats you with respect. No one is giving you the stank eye by any means. I mean, not many people are talking or having crazy conversations with any of you because they don't know who you are. But if you were to speak to someone, they would talk, and have a conversation with you. But again, you for the next couple of hours are at peace. You have time here to do anything you need to do, bathe, eat, drink, and they even have some alcohol here. Not much alcohol, obviously, but I mean, it looks like a refugee camp that they've set up. And as he's mentioned, most of them are from Aloria. So a lot of them are obviously refugees, don't have a home to return to because of Koldar. But you feel safe. They are allies with the Alliance, with Shimada. So you feel safe, as safe as can be here in this cavern. And, Mazugro, you can see some orcs around here. None of them look like, orcs from Mazugro, but you never know. So what do you all do? So Roy went to go bathe. Yome is just running around looking at stuff. Stella's doing her thing as a bard. And Hota,
he's just waving at anybody who gives him an eye because he's about to run up there like an unwanted neighbor to chat.
You know
what I'm talking about too.
There are also, Roy, if you look around, they do have a little area near the trading platform. Looks like there is a smithy. They have some people making equipment, and you can hear some hammers off in the distance just clanging, making like arrows and swords and whatnot, axes.
So, can Yome chat with people that like about how the Koldarian soldiers didn't seem to know that the Koldarians were making yaksha? She just wants to kind of like chat and gather some information.
Yeah,
like, people know about
stuff. Yeah, we could do that. So I'm going to have you make me a roll really quick. One hot second. Just go ahead and make me a wisdom save, a charisma save, not a wisdom. Or investigation. You could do an investigation as well if you
makes
want.
Makes sense. It's not very high, but yeah. I'll do it.
Okay, I mean, that's higher than a base 10. So you're going around just trying to talk to people about the Koldarians?
Just trying to gather some information on like what the people that live there would know. Like how those guys said that they didn't know that the Koldarians were like making stuff. So I guess just local information.
Okay, so you come across two individuals. There's a man and woman. They seem to be sitting down, crafting some leather, working on some leather armor. And they see you come down, and one of them, the woman, realizes you are a priestess. They don't know where you're a shrine maiden from, but they just see that your attire, gives off a priestess look. And the woman waves you down, and the guy looks up. And they're two talking to you now, and one goes, are you a shrine maiden?
Yep.
I have never seen your attire before. Where are you from? What shrine do you hail from?
I want to say Inari. Is that correct?
The Ina Isles?
Ina. Inari is an actual shrine. My bad. Ina Isles. Fushimi Inari is a real place.
So as you say that, the woman nods. Oh, you're from the Iwatsuni Isles, Ina Island. You're far from home.
Oh my goodness, tell me about it. I'm trying to get back.
what brings you here to Hidai Forest? How did you find yourself here?
That's a long, long, long story. That involves some yaksha. Not a great time.
No, the yaksha are never a great time. Damn the yaksha.
Speaking of, can I ask you a question?
But of course, you are our guests.
What do you guys know about the yaksha? Let's start there. Do you know where they come from?
Of course. They are corrupted beings, corrupted mortals that have succumbed to the corruption of Moritai. They can come from any, they could be an animal or a person that has been corrupted by the energies of Muay Thai. That's common knowledge here in Ashai, is it not?
What if I told you that the Koldarians are making Yaksha?
The man who seems to be chewing some hard jerky begins to cough. What? There is no way the Koldarians can make Yaksha.
Is that a sus cough or is that a normal cough?
No, he was like flabbergasted that you would even say that.
Because, okay, you know, sometimes when you're trying to hide information.
Oh, like, yeah. No, it was more of like, what the fuck did you say? He's looking at you, what are you talking about? And the woman's just like, that's impossible. Why would the Koldarians make Yaksha? Oh, I'm sorry. How would the Koldarians make Yaksha?
Actually, yeah, fuck it. Let those all the rumors are true. Let's go.
So the man.
What did I just hear? It sounded like a sword being taken out. What was that?
Wait, what?
It sounded like, did you guys hear that or was it just
me? I heard something, but I didn't know what it was.
It sounded like a k of a sword, like when you unsheath it. I was like, Ashina Rui better sit her ass down.
Wherever she is.
She's over here sharpening her blade, staring at everybody.
Yeah, well, she better calm down. She's out here. Don't tell them that information. She drew her sword out. Goddamn. Scared the shit out of me. I was like, don't kill these people. We cannot take all these people.
No, the woman looks at you. The rumors are true? Now, we know that the Koldarian soldiers have power beyond belief. We've seen their soldiers transform. That's how they were able to take our country and conquer us in so little amount of days. We've seen soldiers transform into beasts that I don't even know. Yeki that are corrupted by who knows what. You're saying that they found a way to pull the essence of an Omni Kami?
Correct.
They look at each other and they both drop what they're doing. Because, I mean, again, they're both leather workers. They both drop their equipment down and they just look at each other and they looked worried at this point. Do you have proof of this?
Sure don't. Do I?
Not necessarily. Take anything. Other than your experiences.
They don't have camera phones. Sorry. What do I do? What proof am I gonna bring?
They shake their heads, but why would they create Yaksha? Now, we can understand them pulling the essence. I mean, I can't understand how they would pull the essence of the Omni Kami. Let the Omni Kami save us. By God, by the Omni Kami. I can't even imagine how a mortal would be able to pull the magical essence of an Omni Kami. That is unspeakable. That is blasphemy. But why would they make Yaksha? I can see them making their soldiers stronger, but why would they make Yaksha?
That's a really good point. I assumed it was to win a war, but I don't know. Oh, they want to take over the world, no? Take over the world.
The Yaksha kill and corrupt anything they come across. The Koldarians have also fought the Yaksha. They have purifiers on themselves to fight the Yaksha.
I got nothing. I haven't been paying attention that well, I guess. I thought I knew, but I got nothing.
There, you have shocked them. They have, their eyes have been opened. Have you told Ikaris this information?
Oh, yes.
They look at each other. Yes.
How you think I got here?
And they look at each other and then they don't know what to say at this point. They don't know what else to speak of. They're shocked.
Do you think Koldarian soldiers would know about this information? No one knew?
Would the Koldarian soldiers know about Koldarians making Yaksha? Is that what you're asking?
Is it on the DL? That's what I'm trying to find out.
I'm
trying to figure out if John was a liar or not.
I have never come across a Koldarian that... I have never come across a Koldarian that has at least admitted that they made Yaksha. Never have I seen a Koldarian work with a Yaksha. I have seen Koldarians transform into monstrous beasts, but never transform into a yaksha. Yakshas are mindless creatures, devils of the sorts that attack anything they see. And when the Kaldarians transform, they still have their mind and soul within them. They still speak common and act upon their own will. But I have never seen a Kaldarian make a yaksha nor work with one, if that's what you're asking.
Yo, mate, you don't want to tell him about General Ranak?
Well, I was just going to talk about arms and legs.
Oh, we go way back, arms and legs. We know them for a whole 5 minutes.
They could speak and felt like stuff.
Look, listen, when you're in a heat of battle and in a war, 10 minutes is a long time sometimes.
Oh, yeah. You learn a lot. Well, I guess Hota came over and enjoyed my conversation so much that he wanted to be part of it.
He just heard you talking while he's waving.
He's like, talking about arms and legs. Talking about arms and legs is my boys. No, she's just trying to explain, like, basically what we saw with arms and legs, where, you know, I mean, that's basically what the Kaldarians can transform and stuff, but it's not like they can transform back. They suck. General Ranak got fucked, right?
General Ranak didn't transform.
No, he transformed somebody into a snapping turtle monstrosity.
We were avoiding him.
General Ranak had that golden mask on and heavy armor with two swords.
Yep.
Yeah, he did not transform.
Listen, I learned that John wasn't a liar, and that's all I needed to know.
Stella stands up on a random rock.
Y'all, it's time for the entertainment.
Are people paying attention to me?
Make me a charisma.
Are they watching me?
Make me a charisma roll. See how charismatic you are about this. I'll give you advantage too. All right, you have a 17. So I'd say in the area you're in, are you near like Yome and Hota? Are you near them? I would say. Or are you further away, closer to a specific area of the?
No, I'm near them.
Okay. So as you speak up from the rock, you're standing, you see there's a good 20 or so people that hear you and they're looking your way as they're walking by or like doing their own thing.
Can I make that roll even again?
Yeah.
Okay, because I have gnome cunning. I have advantage.
Okay. You need a Shug Knight to promote you?
Oh, that says saving throws against magic. Never mind. Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, man, I was trying to crit. I need everybody looking at me.
I mean, you have a good 20, I'd say 20 to 25 people right now looking at you.
Oh, that's enough.
Yeah.
In an underground paradise, got the sugar, got the spice, gonna eat and make some friends, take a nap inside a tin. Roy ain't gonna wash his ass, Yomi chatting in the back, Stella spitting freestyles off the dome. Don't look at me, I'm flustered. I'm starting over.
People are walking away. Hota in the chat starts gob walking. God damn it.
Yeah, man, he's gob walking, G walking.
So,
take two. In an underground paradise, got the sugar, got the spice, gonna eat and make some friends, take a nap inside a tent, Rory gonna wash his ass, Yomi's chatting in the back, Stella spitting freestyles off the dome, Hota ain't a Mac, he be trying though, I'll give him credit cause it's due, Ashina Rory is a cannon on the motherfucking loose, dance break!
Stella just starts shaking it. People are still walking away, but...
So make
just me and Hota.
Make me another charisma check. Oh no, make me a performance.
What? Oh, yeah, that's probably...
She just gave the performance of her life.
Yes, I'll give you advantage on that. Yeah, all right, so with a 16, the 20 or so, 20 to 25 people that hear you, they start to walk a little closer, and some of them are like, yeah, that was really good, and they start clapping.
Oh,
and,
yeah?
And as they're clapping, you see some other people that are in the cavern. They hear the people clapping. They're looking over like, what the fuck's going on over there? You know, being a little snooty, or not snooty, but a little curious of what's happening. They want to know what's going on. So about 10 more people come around, walking by. What's going on here? Did you hear her sing? That was excellent singing. We haven't heard someone sing like that in a long time. Can you do another?
Hell yeah.
And she pulls out her bongo drum.
Why do you have a thing for the bongo drum?
I got two of them. Oh. I pulled that shit out.
So, I mean, you rolled a 11 or 21. I mean, both are above an average, so you do well. You start playing
she starts hitting
drums.
That.
So as you start hitting the bongo drums, you see people are now like bobbing back and forth or shaking their heads. They're, you know, going to the beat. Some of them are clapping, which draws a little bit more attention. Another 10 or so people come. So you have like 40 people now there watching you. And as you're doing so, what are the three of you doing? As you see Stella, she is gathering quite a crowd.
Oh, I'm into it. I'm watching.
I'm dancing.
I'm also captivated.
I'm G-walking.
Roy in the bath missing it.
Yep. Roy, you still baby?
No, he's out. He's nodding his head, kind of smiling a little bit.
You just actually, right, ran out.
Are you in a bath
tummy
towel?
In a little bath towel.
No, he changed.
I thought that.
No, he didn't.
No, he changed.
No, he did not. But,
no, he did not.
He's in a little bath towel right around his waist with his belly out. Yeah. He's playing it like a bongo drum.
So as you're doing that, you could see Stella that, you know, you've gathered quite a crowd now, you know, about 40 people. And as you continue on for the next couple of minutes, which I'm assuming you are, you do gather more people. It sounds like at this time that, or it looks like at this time that you get a good, if not half, maybe 70% of the population in this area is now like listening to you. You're doing something that they have not heard or seen in a long time. It's been a couple of years since Aloria has fallen to the Koldarians. So, you know, they've been staying here for who knows how long, the last year or two. And many of the people here, they don't look, you know, defeated or upset by any means, but they're not living in a nice, upkept town. So what you're providing is giving many of them good feelings, making them happy, cheering you on. They're smiling. And Ashina, really, she's off on one of the platforms. She walked up a hill to a platform in one of the corners of the cavern. She can hear what's going on. She's on a higher platform. So the people that she's nearby are looking down. Some of them are like bobbing their heads. Ashina, she looks over. Her mask is off. She's slamming some food. She's just taking a bite into some apples. And she looks over at the person that's next to her. And the guy that's trading some fruit looks at Ashina. Is that your friend down there? I saw you walked in with them. She knows how to sing. Ashina's bobbing her head while she's buying the apple. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, you hear it. She's still
pretty,
in the background.
She's pretty sick.
She's still in the background out of range.
Yeah, that's Stella Bogenheim. She's pretty badass when it comes to the singing. She's a bard. And the trade goes, oh, we haven't had a bard come around here for a very long time. I'm sure she can raise the spirits and morale of many of our people here. As you can see, she's already doing so. You can see some of these people, they don't have a lot of money. They don't have a lot of gold, but some of them start chucking some coins your way.
Damn.
She stands up. No need, no need. We'll rap for food.
And she pulls out a new instrument. And she starts.
Oh, God, the ukulele.
Playing a ukulele.
Damn.
Hold
it, that's the Kodama strut now. It's a mix between the Michael Jackson Thriller and Elvis Presley.
You stupid. So the morale and the environment around you, just everyone seems to be in a much better mood now that you're doing this. You're definitely making people happy. You know, another 20 or so minutes go by of you doing this, and people are having a good time. And you see they begin to pass you some drinks. Hota, you see one of the orcs, he comes by. Here, have a drink, friend. Your friend is a great singer. And another person comes over towards Yome. Shrine Maiden, here, have some ale. And one comes up to Stella to pass. Yeah, one gives Stella a glass of ale as well. And
Stella puts it in the sky.
Hey, smooth criminal, Mike Jack. I'm going to throw it back. Rap, rap for a Scooby snack.
And then she just throws that drink back.
There's a guy who's been drinking all day. He's drunk. He continues to drink. You see some of the ale coming from the side of his lips. As he's almost gone. I don't know who Scooby is, but I want one of them snacks. Roy, what are you doing? You drinking?
No.
That guy's no, gotta get not. Out. Somebody throw him out.
What are you doing, Roy? As so, you see this crowd gathering around Stella with her singing.
He is going to head towards the smithy.
That would be near Ashinoruri on the platform where the traders are.
Bottom, oh, I see.
Yeah, bottom yeah. right of the map.
Okay. Yeah, he's heading over there.
Okay. So what are you doing over there while Stella's doing this?
Well, besides kind of nodding and enjoying what he's hearing, he's going to try to convince them if he can use their shop, their equipment.
You come across the smithy. You see there is a Yeki. He is of the Jihi tribe, which is the monkey spirit of adventure and joy. He is bobbing and weaving to the music down below while he is slamming his hammer down on this metal. He's like working to the beat that Stella's providing with her music. He looks up at you. Hey, what's up, man? What can I do for you?
I was wondering if I could get a favor.
What's the favor? Depends.
Well, I need to work on some armor, and I'm without a shop. So I was wondering if I could use some of your tools, maybe even get some help. I definitely need some armor. And also, I need to finish someone else's armor. It's been a hectic few weeks.
What are you, a Shimaran samurai?
No, I'm a I'm a fellow craftsman myself.
Ah, fellow craftsman. Oh, hell yeah. There's not very many craftsmen of our trade here in our little lovely cavern, but I have more than enough supplies. Come on, what are you making? Let me see. I would be glad to help.
He reaches in his bag of holding, pulling out his schematics for his guardian armor.
Oh, shit, man, that looks crazy.
Yeah, so I'm just trying to field test it and whatnot. It's just...
Oh, shit, you're going to use it against... Are you using it against the damn Koldarians? If that's so, you can use my shop for free.
Hell yeah.
All right, well, come on in. Let's do this.
All right.
And you see the monkey, Yeki, he welcomes you to the smithy. He points to you, you know, where the tools are, and he gives you whatever supplies he has because he finds you as an ally working against Koldarians. So you are more than welcome. You have found an ally with the same mission in mind with fighting off the Koldarian. So you are able to work on Stella's armor as well as your armor. And I'd say for the rest of the time you're here, I'd say make me a roll and we'll see if you finish Stella's armor.
Okay.
So I'd say what's your crafting under? That would be what?
I got leather workers tools, smith's tools.
Go ahead and make me a... I'm going to say just make me a sleight of hand.
Okay.
We don't want your hand to fuck up what's going on with the armor. And I'll say after a couple hours, depending on what you roll, you are able to finish.
3.
Trash!
Oh! I'm not very dexterous.
Oh! So, okay, roll it again. Roll one more. So as you're working on stuff, you see the monkey Yeki. He looks over at you. Whoa, 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 man. You gotta chill. Vibe with the music. You're too stressed, my guy. Take that hammer, you know, just knock it to the rhythm. You know what I'm talking about? And he begins to work on some of your stuff. Like this, man. You're going too fast. Go with the rhythm, my guy. You don't want to dent your friend's armor too bad, right? It's leather. You're going to rip it like that.
Sorry, it's just, again, it's been a stressful weeks, months. At this point, I don't even know anymore.
Well, let me help you out, my guy. Let's see here. And he helps you. Thank God the other smithy is there, or the other blacksmith is there. And so you'll take the 18 with advantage with the other blacksmith helping you. You're able to finish Stella's armor, as well as work on your upcoming armor.
Damn.
And with that, and only you're only able to finish it within the next couple of hours because you have his help. With okay. that, you know, a good hour or so goes by, and you all can see Icarus. He's waiting for you guys near the pond in the center of the cavern. I know the map doesn't give justice to how big this underground cove is, but just imagine it being a very big cove underground. So he's meeting at you. He's meeting the group at the center where the pond is, where the tree, in front of the tree. And as he's waiting for you, we'll say that you all begin to make your way towards him. And he's sitting down. Well, he's sitting down in this chair. He's got a drink in his hand as he's waiting for you. And as you all come to meet him, as discussed, he welcomes you all there. Ah, my friends, please. We haven't introduced ourselves yet. I did tell you my name is Icarus. I am one of the many hunters and rangers that run the place here that we have called home. Please tell me your names.
Della Bugaheim, MC in the Purest of Fires. Nice to meet you.
Hotalube, at your service.
Yome.
Roroy bows. I am Roroy Royce.
Well, it's a pleasure to meet the four of you. And as he's saying this, Ashina finally makes her way down. She's slamming some more food. She's got a roll in her hand. She's eating a roll in her left hand. On the right hand, she's got a bun, a good old steam bun. And as she comes walking up late, Ashina Rudy. She's still slamming that food. And he just nods. I hope you find or have found our home to be welcoming. I heard the music that you were playing not too long ago, Stella. You seem to get many of my fellow people here from Aloria excited with your music. It's been a long time since a bard has come through here. We appreciate the music and the fine arts whenever we can. As you can tell, we don't live in a nice town with taverns and bar keeps that you typically find bards in, but we appreciate the music. My people will have are giving you a thanks to that. But hopefully you find the food and drinks here accommodating.
Mm-hmm. This won't be my last time back. Feed me, and I'll come here perform.
She smiles, and her tooth kind of hits the sunlight.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Well, I hate to pull you all away from the peace that you found here in the cavern down below, but we do have much to discuss. You have all said you are purifiers and that you are coming from Shimada and that you found yourselves fighting the Yaksha at the Amiwa Ruins, which is obviously the ruins that are held by the Shimaran military that are behind the Shimaran borders where there should not be any Koldarians. But you came across Koldarians in the Amiwa Ruins. Is this correct?
And son of a warehouse. There was a summon circle, and their own supplies were there. So somehow they infiltrated us.
He looks at Ashina Ruri because she seems to be the one she's the only one that's not a purifier. So you are from the Shimaran military helping them then, and you are working with the purifiers. And I'm going to assume the purifiers were sent to the Miwa Ruins to purify any of the Yaksha that were there. But during this ordeal, you came across a teleportation circle and Koldarians running experiments on Shimarans. Is that correct?
Aye.
And during this discovery of Koldarians running these experiments, you came across the teleportation circle and you took that circle. And you found yourselves across the borders in Aloria at Tawny Fortress. Is that correct?
Tis is true.
What did you find in Tawny Fortress? How did you escape that dungeon? That is overran by Koldarians.
Oh, don't we know it? General Ronak was there, had some man on a gurney strapped to it. In this huge test tube, something was in it, it looked like. And it transformed the man into this snapping turtle monstrosity.
General Ranak was there, and they turned a man into a snapping turtle monstrosity.
It was with a whole bunch of scientists.
Sounds like a typical Koldarian soldier transforming. We don't know how they're doing it. But General Renak, the Tempest of Koldar, is at Tawny Fortress. He has a worried look on his face. He knows that General Renak is not to be trifled with. He has some sweat coming down his forehead now. What else did you find?
Well, he said something about that monstrosity. It's something Emperor Baal wants.
So the rumors are true. They really did find a way to extract the essence of Tioga. The Alliance really has to know about this. What else did you find? He pulls out a notepad and he begins to, he has a quill with some ink. He begins to write some stuff.
Not a quill.
Yep, he pulled out a quill.
Well, we escaped from Tawny Fortress by an underground cave.
So you found an underground cave. You weren't spotted.
No.
Do the Koldarians know you're here?
Absolutely not. We snuck by.
Interesting. So there is an underground cavern beneath the fortress. And you weren't spotted at all.
No. Not that I know of.
Which brings me to believe you found your ways in Hidai Forest by escaping Tawny Village or Tawny Fortress. Now,
well, one extra thing. We kind of were followed, but the Omni calmly took care of Garo.
Who or what is Garo?
Garo, what he was, doesn't really matter. He was an ex-mercenary. He followed us after we killed him, but the Omni calmly came through and, well, returned him.
So that's how you came across Fias, the great deer spirit.
Aye.
He just takes a deep breath. He's trying to take this all in. For one, he can't believe that you came across Koldarians in the Miwa Ruins. Two, he can't believe you were teleported to Tawny Fortress. Three, he can't believe you came across General Renak without being spotted. And four, he can't believe that you came across an Omnikami. His head is spinning. There's a lot going on in this man's head. And he just scratches his forehead for a moment as he's pushing some of his long blonde hair to the side. He's a pretty boy. All right. Is there anything else that you may have forgotten that you need to tell me?
Well, besides, some of the Koldarian soldiers don't exactly know what their own army is doing.
So you came across Koldarian soldiers before we ran into you, and you're saying they didn't know these experiments were taking place.
Aye. That's what we got out of them before Ashina over there shortened them by a head.
I'd do it again if I'd have to.
I'm sure she will. Ain't she lovely?
He looks at the rest of you. Oh, this is information that the Shimarans need to know. And he continues to write stuff. Anything else that I need to know before I wrap this up?
You know you guys got fat squirrels that seem to talk to Yome.
I mean, Hidai Forest is filled with the nature and its residents. There's squirrels all over. You'll find some here.
This fat, though? It doesn't matter. I have nothing else.
No, he's a little shit. You see someone named Pabo, he ain't missing no meals up there. Give him no scraps.
The Yeki raises an eyebrow. Squirrel named Pabo?
Yeah, little shit. We promised him some food to keep watch for us, and he fell asleep.
Oh.
We could have got killed in our sleep.
I see. Well, every squirrel's different. Don't judge them all by Pabo's actions. We have some pretty friendly squirrels here in our underground cove. I'm sure you'd enjoy speaking with some of them.
But I was. They're really nice, except that one chipmunk. He's a little pain in the ass. But I understand. You know, when you've dug your little burrow, you don't like people coming in and messing up your stuff. I get it, man.
He begins to fold up and wrap the note into a circular cylinder, and he places a stamp on it and ties it up. And as he holds it up, an owl comes swooping down from above where the light is coming from in the cove, and it grabs the note, the letter, and it swoops up back into the opening above and flies off with it. I have just sent our allies in Shimada the letter with everything you've just provided. Hopefully this knowledge helps them in the war against Koldar. You have done a great job giving us this information. So you're currently heading east to Shimada. I've sent that letter to the closest military that we know that are near us. Hopefully word reaches Lord Oshiro of Shimada, and hopefully he sends more men to the Amiwa ruins. I don't know if they understand of the current situation there, but if it is ran by the Yaksha and Koldarians, they're going to have to focus their forces there. We don't want the Yaksha and the Koldarians pinching our allies on the borders. So what you've done may have potentially saved the Shimaran soldiers along the borders. You have my thanks. But
no problem.
If you're heading east to Shimada, I don't know if you know the lands very well where we're at, but a couple days heading eastwards, you'll find the borders. Truthfully, the border isn't very far from where we are. We're still technically in Aloria. The only reason my people and I decided to make this cove our hiding place, despite it's not being in Alliance territory, it's because it's as well hidden. We're only about an hour away from the border. But you won't find any Shimarans for another day or two from that area on the border. So if you keep heading eastwards, you'll find a few camps of the samurai hitched up there. Further east, about a week, is Hinagata Keep, fortress held by the Shimarans. You should be safe there. And further east of that, I'm sure you know, is Kizawa, where Lord Oshiro resides. Hopefully Lord Oshiro himself makes way to the border with the news that you've just provided. Now, there's not much else we can provide you other than rest, food, and drinks for the evening. But you are more than welcome to stay as long as you would like.
Oh, thank you. You're very kind.
Now, I'm assuming you are all very tired. Unless there's anything else you would like to discuss, I will tend to matters that I have at hand that I must get to. Is there anything else you'd wish to tell me?
Hota looks at the rest of the group.
Bella's already asleep. She's literally standing up with the cartoon bubble coming out of her nose.
Damn.
Yumi just thanks them for their generosity.
Icarus. Or go ahead.
Roy bows and does the same. Thanks everyone for their hospitality.
Akira's nods. Well, when you decide to leave, again, let either my men know or me, and we will lead you through the back end of the cavern, heading eastwards. It's going to be a different entry point into the caverns, much safer one than we came through. And you'll be able to find yourselves near the border. Now, along the border, you'll know when you've reached it when you come across ruins. There used to be an old temple there. It's now a large ruined mess. Once you reach these ruins, you'll find yourselves along the border. Cross the ruins, and you'll be on Shimaran territory. Now, there won't be Shimarans there most likely, but they won't be too far from that current location. Continue heading east there, you should find yourselves in a safe vicinity amongst the arms of our allies. Hopefully, do not run into any Koldarians. My men and I have made sure that the Koldarians near here have been taken care of for the most part, but that does not mean that you won't come across any lingering about in Hirai Forest. Now, I'll leave you all to your own devices. And he stands up and he begins to walk away, leaving you all there. And as he does so, what do you all do? Do you just hunker down for the evening?
Hota is going to sit somewhere comfortable, pull out his pipe, and stuff it with herbs, and light up. He just... that's more like it.
Roy, that armor is done, so you can give it to Stella, too, if you wanted to.
Okay. What about Roy's armor? He was trying to make plate armor, so I didn't know.
I'll say you can go back. You'll go back for the rest of the evening to work on it, and you'll be able to finish it.
Okay, because he's going to also use part of the Koldarian armor, that the breastplate is part of his plate armor, but he's going to modify that Koldarian breastplate that he took.
Okay. So you have Stella's done. That was the first one you worked on. So you can give that to her now, but your plate armor will be done later in the evening.
Okay.
Before you head out.
Okay. He will be helping working on that as well.
Okay. Did you want to give Stella her armor now before you head back, or are you going to wait on that?
Since she's asleep, he's going to wait. He didn't want to disturb her.
Okay. All right. So I'm assuming the rest of you just relaxing for the rest of the evening then?
Mm-hmm. Wow. Nobody going to carry me to my tent like I'm 5? Fuck y'all. Y'all see me sleep. It's like, nah.
Did someone grab the Stella, or do I have to do it?
Ashino really looks down, and she walks over to Stella. She leans over and grabs Stella by the back of her belt, lifting her up by her belt.
Damn!
And she begins to walk off.
Like she's luggage?
Yes.
Hold on, roll a sleight of hand, roll a stealth for something for that. Let me see if I wake up.
All right, one second. Bri's like, hold up now.
That's hilarious.
Sheena is going to roll. That's a 14.
She's snoring and maneuvering a little. She has a dream she's getting a wedgie, but it's not strong enough for her to wake up.
She takes you over to where some of the tents are meant for anybody, and she places you down in one of the tents, and she sits down and makes a fire outside the tent, and she's going to relax next to the fire for the evening. What's Yome doing for the evening?
He's ready to just chill, go to sleep. Chopper's eating in the background.
Oh, okay. So you all then are able to rest for the evening, unless there's anything else any of you want to do before we fast track to the morning. Is that it?
You?
All right. So as the evening goes by, the sun obviously goes down and the moon comes up, and some of the moonlight shines down into the cavern from above, which again gives off a beautiful scenery in this underground cove. It is pure bliss here in this cove after the days of you all fighting in the Mule Ruins and being in Tawny Fortress. This is just heaven to you all. And the night goes by, you're all able to rest, and you're able to finish your armor, Roy. And we will say that as you all rest, you all sleep well. You all get a long night's rest. All your health and HP is back. And as you wake, you know, people aren't waking you up. Nothing urgent's happening. You're not being attacked. Everyone's still doing their thing. And we will go ahead and say that ends this episode of Taverns and Caverns. Thanks again for listening to another exciting episode of Taverns and Caverns, everyone. If you enjoyed our shenanigans, we ask that you please leave us ratings and reviews on Apple iTunes or any other podcast platform that you use. Also, please be sure to check out the Taverns and Caverns Patreon for exclusive content that you won't want to miss. You can find me on Twitter at HaphazardDM.
Yo, I'm Bri. I play Stella. And you can follow me on Twitter at Blaze_NancyBriKing. Or NBK.
I am Robert Jones, and I played Hota Lu Bei. You can find me on YouTube, Trubone, TRUBONE.
I'm Felicia, and I play Yome. You can find me on Insta or Twitter at Dagger Tribal.
I'm Rodimus, playing Roroy Rice. You can find me on Twitter at Rodimus7901 or at Instagram at Rodimus83.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone. Those are all of our players and our cast members for Taverns of the Cavern Season 2. Until next time, take care.